What's up, y'all, and welcome in to the Jack Vita and Stephanie LaGrossa Kendrick Show.
Hey, how are you, Jack?
I'm great. We're finally back. Steph was busy. I was busy. Lots of travel between the two of us. I drove from Florida to Chicago and then Chicago to Arizona. Steph did a lot of flying. It's been crazy, but we're back to talk some Traders.
We're back. And I watched Traders like right when I had finally got to Montana, Big Sky, with six kids running around and mayhem. And I was like, I need to rewatch that last episode because today we are talking to somebody really special and I need to know exactly what I'm talking about. And I rewatched it today and it's even better than the first time I watched it.
Very special guest. We'll bring her in a second. I also rewatched the episode. I'm out here at spring training. I was out in Florida for spring training. Now I'm in Arizona for spring training. I love Arizona. I think I'll just stay out here for a while. So if we got any Arizona listeners, hit me up. We can hang out, grab some food, go to a spring training game. Final Four is coming up. Anyway, we've got a lot coming up here on the show. So before we get into today's interview and our guest, I also want to encourage everyone to subscribe to this channel, the Jack Vita Show Entertainment channel. We've put all of our sports content on another channel to focus on entertainment. And right now we're really big in our Deal or No Deal Island coverage.
Another show I'm loving with my buddy Rob. I love it. So good.
It's great. And I'm co-hosting that with one of Steph's former tribe mates that she knew for like 5 minutes on Survivor Guatemala, Brooke Strzok.
That's right.
And then we're doing the exit interviews too.
Yes. Yes. So it's on tonight, right? Monday nights. I can't wait to watch it's tonight.
Monday night. And then Tuesdays, we'll have a recap out. And then later in the week, we'll have our exit interview. So yes. We're
and
on the media
host,
list.
Joe is fabulous. He's like hysterical and he's a huge Survivor fan. And he loves my Boston Rob. So I love that he loves Rob, even though everyone on there is giving Rob a hard time.
Strongly encourage, if you guys like the Traders, like look at what NBC Reality is doing over the last year. I mean, Traders a huge hit. Deal or No Deal Island is already a huge hit. They're
huge.
Setting records right now in terms of viewership. So check out Deal or No Deal Island if you like Traders. Highly
Absolutely.
Recommend it.
It's really good.
It's very good. So subscribe to this channel and we'll have lots and lots of entertainment coverage, probably some more Traders content along the way. But let's talk about who we're talking to today, Steph. We've got such an awesome guest. Who are we talking to?
So today we're talking to someone that I have not met yet in person, but I've now met her a few times on the phone. And she is absolutely fabulous in every way. She's smart. She's gorgeous. She's witty. She's, I think, a reality badass. She actually has taken a lot of time off in the reality world, kind of like I did. And now she has made her reappearance and I'm praying this is not the last we see of her. And do you want me to say her name?
Yes, please.
And it is Trishelle. I'm so happy to be able to talk to Trishelle.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, thank you for joining
Trishelle
us.
Trishelle Canatella is joining Stephanie LaGrossa and Jack Vita. We've got all the Italians. This is like the most Italian Traders podcast you'll find.
That's so awesome. Also, Steph, it's so weird that we have not met each other because it feels like we have.
I know. Well, and I was telling Jack before you came on, so I haven't officially met her, but I've now talked to her a few times because of our exciting cruise we've coming up that we'll talk about later.
Nice.
And I'm like, I loved you on the show. You were like, just, we'll get into it, but like an amazing faithful. I would have probably, if I was on that season, you would have been somebody I would have probably connected with for sure. And I just, you've been in reality, but you haven't been, you've been off now for a while, right? Like how many years?
Oh my gosh. So, okay. Between 2012 and 2021, I had that long break. And then I came back to do the Challenge All-Stars season one.
Okay.
And the reason I didn't even want to do it, but Mark Long, who's the godfather of the Challenge, he convinced me because I've known Mark for 20 years. Plus, 20 plus years. So he was like, no, you're going to have a good time. And I did have a good time. So I went back in 2021 and then I took a little bit of a breather. But now it's like, I feel like after doing Traders, I don't know about you, but for me, it was such a fun, good experience.
So fun, yes.
I'm ready to get back into it. Like, let's go. Where's my other show? Call me, guys.
Yes. And that's the thing, like watching you, I was like, wow, she hasn't been on in a while. It's like you hadn't missed a blip, like at all. Like you just, you were polished. You were perfect. You were not too much drama, but you like were calling people out. I mean, yeah. I can't even, you were so good.
Thank you.
We're going to get into it. We're going to get into it. And your wardrobe was like amazing. If I could redo it, any of it, I would like definitely take some hints from you. I'm like, gosh, Trishelle brought it, man. Your outfits were like on point.
Hopefully they'll do Traders All-Stars and you'll get your second chance.
And yes. Then, and hopefully you're on and I can be like, Trishelle, what are you wearing? Send me some pictures of your clothes. Give me an idea. Okay. So, geez, Trishelle, it's not often that you go on these reality shows though. And like the people that should win, win. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it almost never happens. Same thing in Survivor. Like you get to the end and then usually like the person that did all the moves to get there doesn't win because everyone's bitter or everybody's pissed off, you know? Yeah. So I was almost in tears with you guys when you both won because I was like, they're the two. If any faithful should have pulled it off, it should have been them. And
Thank you so much.
Like, oh my gosh.
We worked hard to get there, CT and I both, honestly. And I mean, I was just like kind of in challenge mode too with the missions. And so
I saw that.
Yeah, I felt like very like laser focused. And so, yeah.
It cracked me up. Because you're this tiny little thing, right? And there's these other women on there and you just like got locked in and didn't even matter. I think that is the difference between some of the gamers and then some of just like the housewives.
It was crazy. They didn't even show this because I mean, I can barely, my husband laughs at me because he's just like, how did you do all this stuff? Like you can barely put your like suitcase down and up the stairs. Like I'm always like, help me. But like when I'm on a show, I just get crazy. Like it's like I have superpower strength. Whenever we were doing that catapult mission, I had like a shield because I wasn't going to let go of my shield, like a shield on one thing, sacks of whatever on the other shoulder. I was like helping people. It was crazy. So
I saw that. See, it's like adrenaline kicks in and you go into competition mode. Yeah. Not everybody has that.
Oh, I have it.
Yeah.
If someone's baby's under a car, I could lift the damn car, I think.
See, that's the thing. Yep.
That is Trishelle, did you play any sports growing up?
I did. I played all the sports. I'm from a small town in Louisiana, and my dad, I think, always wanted a boy. And so I was the person. I was in basketball. I was in softball. I did swim team. I did track. I did cross country. I did all the things. And so just having that competitive sports mind since I was like 5 years old.
Yeah. So,
yeah. I mean,
You're a lot like this one.
Yeah,
when I was a tomboy.
Yes, I was a tomboy. I was playing in the backyard, you know, camping, the whole thing. Like when I was 3 years old, like I was like pushed into a pool and told to like sink or swim, basically. And that's I mean, swimming in the bayou and lakes, ditches, the whole thing.
Oh my gosh, that's why she's a badass, my friends. That's why. There it is.
So Trishelle played a very great game. She and CT won the Traders. Honestly, it was kind of like, it was a pinch me moment. Steph was talking about it because I'm like, I can't believe like the Faithfuls actually did it. After season one, there was a lot of talk of like, could the Faithfuls actually do it? You guys did it. And I know you've got your notebook here. So we would love to have you walk us through what you were thinking along the way as Bergie showed off his notebook on here. He showed us what he was thinking early on. It seems like a lot of people don't keep these notes. So we're just going to let you take it away and, show us what you got, Trishelle.
I have like these weird, like I have like a bunch of things. First off, I was convinced that there was going to be a point where we had to have a, because they do this on the challenge a lot where they're like, okay, your mission is basically like questions. When did this person get murdered? When did this person get banished? What was this mission? So like, I have like that kind of written down neatly. And I have like every single day from like, so I have all that and I memorize it every day. Of course, we never, whenever you memorize something, it never happens. So it, that kind of makes me sad. But like this one, like, okay, after Dan had called out Phaedra, that's when I started to kind of figure it out. She was my number one on my traitors list. Argued against Dan, seemed very rehearsed, super smart, savvy. Bergie attempted murder to throw off her scent. Question mark, would Dan go against a traitor and pen this on Phaedra? No. He knew he needed a traitor. out, voted for Ekansu, then she was gone. That, like, I'll have all these like very specific notes that I would do every single time I got home.
Yeah, which isn't until like 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And your call time is like full hair and makeup. You need to be ready by like 8.
Yeah. And so when I just didn't sleep and I didn't care. Like when I got back, the first thing, the very first thing I did was write my notes down.
Yes.
Then I would take a shower because it was such long days. And in the shower, I would rehearse if my name was brought up in the banishment table. And I would go in there and I would just like have fake arguments with other people in the shower as I'm like washing my hair. And so I was always prepared.
Yeah, no, because it's the thing, right? You can't be too defensive. Mm-hmm. And you can't be too nonchalant. So I would do that too. But I was not as good as you. You were so polished. Like if people did come at you and they didn't come at you, that was part of my notes. I have some notes too. You played a quiet game at first and then you really started calling people out, which is risky because sometimes you call them out too much. You're the next to go. But you did it in just the right way where you became a shield for them just a little bit, enough for them to keep you around. Yeah. Then people really, you were like so obvious you were a faithful that it was like, you can't even call her out now as a traitor. So
I knew that I wasn't going to get banished because everyone knew that, like, there were like a couple people were 100% that they were a faithful. Me,
right.
I think MJ, I think Sheree, I mean,
Peter.
I thought Peter. I was about to say Peter, but you know, some people were a little bit sus. But I think that was.
Oh, and then
they don't want to vote out someone else. But that was. I knew that I wasn't going to get banished. I was always afraid of getting murdered.
Yes.
So I felt like if I called out someone who I really believed was a traitor enough, that it would look too suspicious for them to murder me. And so that's I toyed the line.
You did, and you waited for the right time. I think to really make certain moves.
Yeah.
And they worked.
It was, some was
accidental. And you and CT, like, did you and CT, like, you were together, but then I saw him sometimes go with the leftovers. Did you plan that?
Like, no, I think that, like, we had a couple conversations early on, CT and I, and it was just, like, sort of, like, very brother, sister, like he's here, I'm here. But we didn't feel the need to like constantly check in with each other. Okay. And he and I talked about that after. And he was like, I should have checked in with you more because you almost got rid of me at the very end because we had disconnected for a bit. Right. And so that's the risk of playing the game where you say you're together, but then you're separate. Right.
Yes.
And so you start to get a little paranoid. And that's where I was standing toward the end. But in the beginning, I was just kind of like, well, we know that we have each other's backs. We know that we're good. It kind of helps us almost to have two different alliances that we're working with.
Absolutely.
Because at one point, Peter came to me and was like, I know that you and CT did the same show, but no one knew how close we were. And Peter was like, I think CT might be a traitor. And I was like, oh, no, this can't happen. I was like, no one's getting rid of CT. So I had changed his mind on that.
Yep.
Yeah.
See that? I didn't know if you guys had that planned or not. It almost was like you did and you didn't. That's crazy.
No, it was just kind of like it organically happened that way. Yeah. Plus, I mean, I spent a lot of time with CT. Like all the girls are like, ooh, CT. I'm like, I've known that fool for so long.
Right. Right. Okay. Wait, I do have a lot of questions. Go ahead, Jack. You go. I'm going to read my notes.
Well, why don't you, for those who have not watched the challenge, share a little bit of your background with CT? Why we hinted at it a little bit in the show that you guys had a little bit of a rocky past. CT says in the first episode, I don't remember how we kind of ended the last time how things were between us.
Yeah. So, okay. I kept saying that CT and I have known each other for 18 years. It's actually 21 years because we first met in 2023. And I had forgotten that because we both have done so many different shows. And there was a picture of he and I together on a challenge in 2003. I was like, wow, that's so
I think
crazy.
I saw that picture. You guys were babies.
Yeah, we were. We were little babies. And so, yeah, we had filmed that. So 21 years, long time. I think that we were fine on that show. But my whole thing on the challenge is I'm the girl that is like, I normally am with the girls and the gays. Those are my people. That's it. Which is weird because I had the all guy alliance, which
that's so
we
funny.
Can talk about later, but normally I'm with the girls. And so I don't like the alpha males, like on shows. I always on the challenges, I'm just like, ugh, they gross me out. I don't like to see people working out all the time. They're sweaty. They smell like in the kitchen. They're just, if they start a fight, you're getting bumped around. I don't know. I just don't like that vibe. Mm-hmm. So CT used to be that person. He's not anymore. But yes, yeah, so I just never liked him.
I'm with you on that. That's so funny. Like I grew up with all boys. I was the only girl and the youngest, but once the boys started getting out of line like that and the smelling, the sweaty and all that, I'm like, I'm out. And I had a million girlfriends too. So I could have gone either route.
Yeah.
But CT seems to be or have been that kind of guy, but he wasn't like that this time around.
He's so different, y'all. And that's what I'm saying. People need to have the grace to grow and accept that they're not that person anymore. And so we both thought that about each other. And so he's like, "What? Look at you. You're a married woman now." And I'm like, "Yes, and you're a father." And it's just kind of cool. We're so different. And we get along so much better like this. We're like better people and we can become better friends now. And so, it's just, I just love this side to him. He's just wonderful. And
he's more mature, right? He's a little wiser.
He always had a good heart. It's just that, you know, he was like wilding out being a young guy in his 20s.
Yeah.
And it annoyed me.
So, of course. And you were annoying, CT. No, you're a little annoying brother. So how long had it been since you've seen him?
So the last time I saw him, I believe was in 2012, I think, or something, or maybe 2014, something like that. So it was a while.
Oh, was it Rivals 2?
Yeah, and I quit that challenge.
I think that was 13 that aired. I have 13, a weird memory.
Okay, yeah. So like 11 years or 12 years or whatever it was. Yeah, 13.
So that's crazy. So you and I have a similar, I was on Survivor the first time in 05. So a little bit after you. And then Suri, who won Traitor season one.
Yeah.
The last time I saw her was in, when were we on? Oh,
before 09. I was on you Snake in the Grass 09.
Was 09. And that was the last time I was on TV until like 2 years ago. I finally came back.
Yeah. So was it hard for you?
Well, because I'm married now too, but then I have three kids. So it was hard for me to try to figure out like, yeah, I have a husband, but he's busy and he works. Mm. And I'm like, so who's going to replace me now so I can go do, you know what I mean? So I did Traitors. I was only gone 10 days. I mean, Snake in the Grass, 10 days. So that was my like, just kind of get back in. And then when they asked me to do the Traitors and they said, you'd be gone up to a month. I was like, no, I absolutely can't. But then I did it. And the 30 day thing was hard. Like I was gone a long time. My kids were like, where the hell did she go?
Oh,
like the
little
one, you know, the big ones or whatever. But she was like 4, 3.5 at the time. She's like, where are you? Because we got to call like one time. I know. So that was
really
hard.
Sad. But you know what? I feel like mothers do so well on these types of competition shows because you guys have like, I already think that moms are such badasses, but you guys have like mom strength, like mentally, emotionally, and physically. And so I just feel like, moms are like badass. They always do well.
Aw, well, thank you. I mean, Janelle was like the only other mom because Rachel's kids were little, and then Sri's kids were big. So like Janelle and I really connected on Snake because her kids were similar ages to mine. Yeah. So, you know, it's hard, but it's fun. It's fun. Like the shows are fun.
But also Snake in the Grass, didn't that film like only for a few days or something? Or
yeah, we were gone 10. So
oh,
it was
that's
only,
too long. That's long.
Yeah. You're gone 10, but it only was 3 days to film one episode because you're only on one episode.
Okay.
So it was a nice little ease back into reality kind of thing.
Wow. Is that show still airing? I need to go watch y'all's thing.
It's on Peacock. It's still streaming. You would think it's hysterical now that you know Janelle. Like,
love it. Okay.
Well, you should watch because the four of us are on it together. It's so funny. But they never did a season two. I don't know what happened.
They should. And I heard y'all earlier when I was backstage, I was listening to you guys talking about the Deal or No Deal Island. Sorry, I'm asking y'all questions because I find this so fascinating. I'm a fan too. So, okay, like Boston Rob, he gets so many opportunities for shows. I'm not watching Deal or No Deal Island, but like you said, he was getting like a little bit of like heat or something.
You need to watch. It is so good. And you can go back and watch whenever. You don't have to watch like when it airs. It's just on. So just go type in Deal or No Deal on your TV. But He is the only reality person on the show. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jack, that like had been on, he was on Survivor like four times.
No, that's not right. Claudia had been on Celebrity Apprentice.
She was? Yeah. I thought she was just a dealer.
And Real Housewives.
Model. Claudia, the one?
Yeah, she was on with Phaedra.
Yeah. Oh, I know Claudia. Oh my God, she's on there. Yes.
She's on. I love her.
I met her in LA. Yeah, when she was doing Deal or No Deal, but she was like going to all the parties and stuff. She's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's on. Okay. And then Rob. Okay. So they're the only two. Everyone else is like normal people.
Wow. And, but everybody knows Rob, right?
But everyone knows who Rob is. So they're all gunning for Rob. And they're like, he's like one survivor and he will like, yeah, he's on the villains tribe. And so they're all coming for Rob. So Rob is like against the wall the whole time and he's still alive, but I'm worried for him for tonight. I'm getting worried.
How are the fans reacting? Because this was a hard thing with me after the Traitors, because I feel like women get judged so much more harshly in this environment than men do. When men make a sneaky move, it's like, wow, they're a good game player.
Yep.
They have great strategy. And when a woman does it, it's, she's a bitch. She doesn't exactly know what she's doing. She's just doing it to be greedy and nasty. It's not like strategic or gameplay.
It's always that way. I felt the same way. But you know what? Like, do you have thick skin? If you have thick skin, who cares what the hell they say? But it's such a shame. Yeah. It's such a shame. It's such a double standard, isn't it, for men versus women?
Absolutely. And it's so funny because Boss and Rob and I don't think that we've met in person, but I think that we are very similar in some ways. Also, we both play poker. We both have like a very, and it takes like a special mentality to like do that stuff. And
yes.
So I think that, yeah.
You would be really good on Deal or No Deal then. I mean, it is a lot of luck though, because you're picking those cases.
Yeah.
It's just like Deal or No Deal, the show. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, of course. I love that show. Yeah.
But then it's like on an island. So they do these challenges where they have to like run through the island, and they live on an island, but they have tents and running water.
But there's also like a big like statistics mindset that goes into the cases and everything. And I've always been good at statistics.
So Rob did good. He beat the banker last week.
Yeah.
Because they put him up. Mm-hmm. But somebody can beat the banker and not like Rob and say, I want you to go home. And that could easily happen. So that's what it comes down
to. All right. On my list, Snake in the Grass, Dylan of Bill Island.
Hey, Trishelle, you mentioned the catching heat. I imagine you've caught quite a bit of heat recently.
Yeah.
So are we talking about because of the MJ thing?
A lot of the MJ thing.
So let's talk about that. So you and CT had really an alliance, a strong alliance since the beginning, basically.
Yes and no. I mean, to the point where... he didn't light my torch, so he was okay with me potentially getting murdered. And then in the end, I thought that was so shady because I was like, oh, did he not light my torch because he was a traitor? No, he didn't light my torch because he thought that John was more valuable than me. I found that out later. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I don't love that. But so we didn't have like a final two as to what everyone thinks that we did.
Okay.
We were just in the beginning. Johnny and CT and I were like, wouldn't it be cool if we all made it to the end together? Yeah, of course. I'm sure that, you know, the survival people said the same thing. Yeah,
and the Bravos probably said the same thing.
Right. Like, it would be awesome, but like, I'm not going to like risk my game to make that happen.
Got it.
So it wasn't like that kind of alliance.
So then what happened? So obviously he gets shady in the last vote with Sandra. You guys had a game.
Yeah, what happened in the Sandra vote? Because I was watching it again last night. And they make it really look like Kate convinces him to switch his vote. Is that what happened, or did he just go rogue?
Was there some flirting going on there? I think there was flirting going on there.
Yeah. And I thought that was a threat, not in the way that people would assume. I thought it was a threat game-wise. Like, whatever he wants to do in his extracurricular time, I don't care.
Right.
I'm a married woman. But also, like, for a game thing, I'm like, I don't love this. And so... I saw them, you know, they shared a car home, the whole thing. And you know how people, when they share a car home, get to talk in, especially if it's just two people. So I was a little bit spiraling. I was like, is he going to change the plan?
Yes.
And then he did. And so, but also CT told me later on that if it were MJ, him, me, and Sandra at the final four, it would have been a lot harder for he and I. Like, Sandra would have convinced MJ to vote one of us out. And then the other one would have been the next one to go, and then they would have split the money together, which was smart.
It's true.
But the thing about it is that I like Sandra as a person.
Love
Sandra. I wanted to keep her in. It wouldn't have been a good game move though. So that's where CT kind of like reeled me back in a little bit, was just like, no, we're doing this. So he was the boss for once. Normally I'm the boss.
I mean, that's, and he did follow your plans a lot. I mean, you made a lot of smart strategic moves, even when you tried to get Peter to change his mind.
Yeah.
And you know, what was it? You wanted to get Parvati out.
You wanted to get
Phaedra out.
Because
Parvati was so obvious. That was smart.
Well, also because just, you know, it's a numbers game. Numbers wise, it was just going to be beneficial to us. It would have been a completely different game had Parvati stayed. It would have been so different. I mean, like, wow, I can't even, like, all the Bravo people would have ended up going.
Right.
It would have just flipped everything 180.
Right. So you guys get rid of Sandra. She's a faithful. Then you're like, that's it. I mean, we're getting rid of Kate first. It's obvious. Now it's down to the three of you, UMJ and CT. And you go for CT, which was crazy. He's like in tears. He was so shocked you did that. I understood why you did that.
No. You did. You understood?
I did. You even
not a lot of people
it.
Did. Okay, yeah.
Well, let's let Trishelle explain it to listeners who might not understand.
No, I love that she understood, because I feel like people with the game mindset would get it. Okay, so basically it's just first off, let me just say this. When I saw Kate roll in and that incredible white suit with the tie and everything,
and
I was
the feather.
Like, she's a freaking traitor. That's the most traitorous outfit I have ever seen. Like, wow, she's a traitor. Like, she didn't even try to hide it.
She did not.
It was just so funny. Yeah. I was like, this girl, okay, mad respect though. So whenever we got, she said she was a traitor. It was done. Just us three left with MJ and CT. And Alan's walking around a fire pit and he's just like, there could be, you know, if you have a hint of a doubt about somebody, there could be a traitor amongst you. And then I started like going through things and I said, okay, torch ceremony. CT didn't light my torch. He probably didn't light my torch because he was a traitor and he knew that I didn't need it because he wasn't going to murder me. Then I was like, whenever we were in the cabin, he showed me where the shield was. And he's like, do you want it? Because I think he was going to get it, but he was like, do you want it? And I said, yeah. And I was like, that was kind. But then I'm like, is CT really that kind? Like, maybe he just gave me the shield because he didn't need it because he's a traitor, because he was like a recruitment.
Right.
And then at the end, whenever he switched up the vote and got Kate out, I was like, oh, because he's probably the last traitor left. And he got her out.
That's when he switched and then he knew that all of us.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, this is kind of weird. So I thought that maybe he could be a traitor, but I knew for sure that MJ was not. So right. I voted against CT. I voted to send him home. MJ was just like, you know, with mouth open, looking at both of us. But listen, she actually
was like that a lot. The whole show, I feel like she
But here's the thing. MJ acted like she wasn't, like she was so confused. But she didn't understand that I had literally just told her before we went to the fire pit, we had like 5 minutes to talk, like not even. The cameras were like, stop talking game right now. Like, we're not filming you.
Yep.
Right. And so I told her, I said, real quick. And I was like, film this. I was like, I trust you 100%. I don't trust anybody else 100%. And then I called out CT in front of the people left. Kate was left too. I said, I think that CT and Kate are working together. And then we went to fire pit. So I was just trying to be like, MJ, like just you and I for sure are faithfuls.
Right.
But she didn't get it. She wrote my name down anyway.
That, and then when I saw that, I knew that you were like, okay.
Yeah.
We got to vote again.
And then whenever we had to vote again, my whole thing was when I saw the look on CT's face, he was so hurt. I've known him for so long. I was like, look, if he's a good guy, he's a single dad. If he is a traitor, the 98% that he might not be, 2% that he's a traitor,
right?
He deserves a $250,000.
Right.
And
right.
I was like,
so you just went with your gut.
And I was just like, I want him to have the money. If that's what it is, then whatever.
Right.
But I'm not going to vote against him in the small chance that he is a traitor.
So let's be honest, though. The pot's $250,000. You've got to pay taxes on it. You're already splitting it two ways.
Well, actually, it's less because
it's $208,000.
Well, that's right. It could be up to $250,000. Are you really wanting to split it three ways anyway with MJ, to be honest?
No, but because, I mean, three ways, two ways. It wasn't like that big of a difference.
Okay. So is that why? Because that's why she's so pissed off.
Right.
She wanted it three ways. She was a faithful.
Well, she didn't get any of it.
She I know.
Didn't get anything. I but, know. But here's my thing. If the first time when we had the stalemate with the votes, if we were able to throw the pouches again, I would have been green. I would have wanted to just like quit the game.
Okay.
And then I would have split it three ways. But we didn't have the opportunity to do that. I was more focused on winning, period.
Okay.
And so like I wasn't thinking about the money. I actually didn't even know how much money was up for grabs at this point. I wasn't even listening.
And you really don't. He tells you once, like quick. We didn't know either.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it's not written down anymore. It's not like on TV where you're actually seeing like how they post it. Okay. So what are you getting with the whole MJ thing? Women power. How did you turn against her? Like what are people saying?
Greedy. What else did they say? I don't know. Just basically that we're greedy, that we had planned it and that they thought that CT and I had planned it so that it would be a stalemate. And then we'd vote again.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
that doesn't make
how
sense.
Stupid. You can tell that a lot of these people on Twitter never belong on television in a game situation at all. Like they are absolutely atrocious at gameplay and strategy. And I'm like, no one in their right mind would ever do this. Why am I going to leave it up to MJ, who has had the most crazy, like off the wall votes ever? Why would I leave my personal game with my notebooks, all the things that I tried so hard, like my strategy goes out the window all of a sudden? No, that would never happen.
No.
Again, me being underestimated, people don't get it. And so it's a lot of that. But, you know.
Well, it's really amazing that
CT I'll be right
didn't
back. One second.
Okay.
Okay. Steph's going to take a
talking.
Walk for a second.
Sorry.
As Steph takes care of some work here with some workers at the house, I'd like to know, can you explain this situation with CT? Because it's really amazing. If you had, if MJ had listened to you, mm-hmm. So you had told MJ, CT and Kate are traitors, like go with this vote, and she didn't do it. And I'm curious, as you explain that, I also want to know, what do you think CT's motivation was for banishing again? Did he have the same motivation as you?
Okay. yeah, it would have been really, really sad if MJ had voted for CT and he got out and he had to stand up there and be like, you guys, I was a faithful this entire time. I would have been devastated. I would have been like, sobbing, I'm sure, because like it was emotional for me and CT both. I think cried a little bit toward the end, but yeah, it was the game was getting emotional, so I would have felt terrible. I'm so glad that it worked out the way that it did, and I can say that confidently because MJ voted for me twice.
Well, that's the thing; she kind of shot herself in the foot. I mean, she didn't kind of; she did.
Yeah,
you gave her an opportunity,
right? And so I did.
See, but
I
didn't show that.
He didn't. So. They didn't. Yeah,
of course not.
But as far as CT, what his motivation was, I'm not sure. I mean, maybe there was a part of him that thought that MJ could have been a traitor, kind of like what I did with him. But I don't know what his reasoning was. But yeah, or maybe CT just wanted to split it between he and I. He did say at the end that he wanted to just like go with me to the end. I wish he had told me that a long time ago.
Right?
I didn't really know. So,
yeah, it was strange because Michael from season one, he was on our recap a few weeks ago. By the way, he absolutely loves you. He wanted me to let you know that.
I love him, too. I'm so excited to see him, like, next year.
You meet him on the cruise. He's hysterical.
He pointed out that he thought it was odd that at the reunion, MJ seemed to be mostly mad at you and not as much at CT, where it seemed like, first of all, we know for a fact that you weren't trying to take MJ out. That wasn't your motivation. You thought CT was a traitor. That's why you wanted to banish again. There's no way that you guys could have planned a stalemate or risk that. That's way too risky.
No.
You, in that moment, wanted to banish CT, and you ended up changing your mind, as you explained.
Yes.
But CT gives you a wink, and it seems like he's kind of like, hey, let's cut her out of the will kind of thing.
Right. I don't find it odd at all. I think it's pretty par for the course of a lot of women and their feelings. There's a lot of female misogyny, and there's like a lot of women that just like don't like other women. And I think that there's a lot of that going on. And that's why I'm getting so much heat, and CT is getting zero heat. So that's what it is. It's like girls just love to hate on girls.
Yeah.
Of course, there's more men.
Yep. And that sucks. That's complete BS.
I don't really care. I don't want a friend like that. Do I want a friend who's going to go against me? Like, no, absolutely not. I have a lot of girlfriends. Like, I'm good.
You've got enough. You're good.
I'm good.
And that's the thing. And other women in this world, I used to read the hate sites about me, and it was mostly from Survivor. It was so many girls. And I'm like, what did I do wrong? I outlasted my whole tribe. I still didn't freaking win the show. Like, I'd like to see you sitting on your couch typing about how much you hate us. Get out there and try to do this.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's so much. And then like, I'll see a lot of stuff too. That's like, I just don't like her talking about me.
Of course not. And she's pretty. She's
people
smart.
Are like, why? I don't know. I just don't like her. I didn't like her ever since her first show. And I'm just like, really? You've been following me for 23 years and you don't like me and you don't know why? Like, at least that's a long time to hate somebody and not know why.
Right. Have one good reason at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. They probably weren't even born yet. They're just saying that.
I know. It's just stupid. But like, yeah, I was not at all surprised that she was more angry with me. And I think that there was like a lot of girls that had like tiny crushes on CT and this and that.
Of course.
I was probably the only one that didn't. And Janelle.
I thought you were so fantastic on the live reunion where you were like, and then they cut it. But you were like, what? Why are you so angry with me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you flat out said it. And then she couldn't even really give you an answer, I feel like, right?
No. It's like whenever I call people out, like, or other people are called out on social media. No, they don't have an answer. They don't know.
Of course.
And so you can't help somebody like that.
Thank you.
So again, that's why I don't feel bad about anything. I'm like, okay, well, it happened the way it should have. So that's it.
It did. It really worked out.
Let's do another show. And guess what? I will not be as kind to you the next show that I do. You will be the first one voted out.
Right? Good for you, as she should. Yeah. So, wait, did you suspect Kate as a traitor for a while?
No, I didn't. Good. I did not suspect her. I mean, I think the outfit gave it away, to be honest.
Yeah, but, at the end.
But I did know that there was one, because Sheree got murdered, so I knew that there was one traitor left.
Exactly.
And so I was like, oh my God, CT or Kate or both? I was just like, I don't know. I knew it wasn't MJ and I knew it wasn't me. So I don't know. Whenever Kate said that she was a traitor, I was a little surprised a little.
Okay. Yeah.
But I didn't suspect her.
You said there could be up to five. I mean, there could be plenty of room for five because they tell you in the beginning.
There
could be up to five, right?
Exactly. And then there was like a couple of times.
So makes sense.
Yeah. There was a couple of times that Alan made some comments at breakfast that I was like, was there a recruitment? We had all talked about it. I don't know if your season, if you did as well. We were kind of unsure.
Yeah, we knew there could be one. But then Christian, who's going to be on the cruise, came up with that whole ridiculous story. He was recruited and he declined it. And
that was
he
so
threw
weird.
Himself under the bus. Mm-hmm. And then that's when Rachel and I knew, like, he's definitely a traitor. And then Rachel got banished and I got murdered that night.
Damn. Yeah, that sucks. But also the night that Peter was recruited and turned it down, I thought that they had recruited someone else. Like I thought that they were, that's why I thought there were five traitors in my mind. Like if someone turns it down, then they can just ask someone else.
Yeah.
So you mentioned
the rules
Peter.
Were unclear and there were different rules for faithfuls than traitors. So
I asked a couple times, time out, like, at
we
the
did too.
Round table, and I was just like, can you please clarify and explain these rules? And they were just like,
they would not.
No.
And they're like, stop asking questions. They told us that too. They're like, stop asking questions.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's
the,
so funny.
The game is built for a little bit of confusion. CT said that, and I was like, yeah, for sure. But that's why it's so good.
It's so good. And the traders really do have a leg up, and it's almost it's almost like a traitor's going to win every season. That's why it was such a huge deal that the Faithfuls won this season, that you guys won and pulled it off. Because it's much easier for a traitor to get all the way to the end.
For sure. I was like, the whole time, I was like, please, if there are any traitors in the room, recruit me. Like, I want to be a traitor. I was so vocal about how much I want to be a traitor. And I think Sandra was a little bit too. But yeah. Because I was just so tired of not sleeping at night with the murders. I was like, oh my God, like, I'm going to get murdered tonight. I freaked out. Like, day two, I packed up all my stuff after I'd unpacked it. I was like, I'm going home. I'm going to get murdered because I was too loud at the first round table. I was spiraling for a minute.
Well, it's so mental. And yeah. That's what a lot of people, I think, watching who like to, you know, smack talk everybody, mm-hmm. they don't understand. Like, you make it look so easy on TV. You look so put together and rested. You're not sleeping. I barely could even eat. My stomach was like in knots the whole time. I mean,
and people
you're trying
like-
to figure it out.
Mad at Janelle and I for wanting to get shields. And I'm like, you don't understand. It's you sleep so well at night whenever you have a shield. You don't have to worry about anything. Why would we not want a shield?
Right.
They're mad at the girls who want shields. It's just so crazy to me.
Girl haters.
I'm going to get a shield every time if I can. I will steal one. I almost drowned Kevin in a river for a shield.
I forgot about Kevin. Oh gosh.
Yeah.
So how was that final challenge? Like, it's so funny how like literally comes down to 20 seconds. It's almost like,
yeah, I didn't like the final challenge. It was like one of my least favorites.
It kind of looked ridiculous.
It was. And then I was just kind of like, how are they doing the time? Because we had to rappel, like they had to like explain stuff to us, safety, like set us up and everything like that. I think what they did is stop the timer and start it again.
Yeah.
It was just like very broken up too. It was long. It was long. It was like all day.
And then you went right to that night, right? Into the final. You went right to the banishment?
Back, I think we did. Yeah, I think we did. God.
You change at the castle? To keep with that white?
We showered at the castle.
At the castle?
Did you guys not do that? We showered a lot. Yeah, because we got so filthy. We showered. Larsa freaking would full on wash her hair, blow dry it, do full makeup. She would take like 2 hours to get ready. She never had like talk time, like reality time, because she was always getting ready. Like what everybody else already down. I would try to quickly put myself together so that I could go into reality with people and talk about the game.
Right.
She didn't care. She was like, I need to blow dry my hair.
Oh, that is so funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
No, only once we did, but that had to be a long day for you guys because you started the morning at breakfast. You did that long ass challenge. Then you did the whole banishment. And then it was the final night. It was the final truth.
Pretty sure that we did it all in one day. Pretty sure.
You guys had to be exhausted.
We were always exhausted. That's why I don't understand how like the traders did it, especially Phaedra, because she looked so good and put together every morning. I was like, how? That was actually whenever Dan called her out and I was just like, for sure she's a traitor. I was like, wait, but she looks so good. She's not getting any sleep. Like, how is this possible?
That's what I used to think about Ceree. Ceree looked so good, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, mm-hmm. kind of just like Phaedra. And then mm-hmm. Kate would come in like she didn't even want to be there. She like hated it the whole first time.
Yeah.
Like no makeup on, like sunglasses on. Like she'd come in and just be like, and we were like, she's totally a traitor. You know, she threw us off a lot.
Wow.
She always looks like, you know, miserable and exhausted. Well, you were finding the last challenge though. You were just like, this is how I want to go to like every event in a
helicopter. I love a helicopter moment. It was really fun. But the crazy thing is after the challenge, we were on the boat and then we took like a little, I think they put us on another boat maybe. And then we were supposed to go like 30 minutes to this other dock. Well, all of a sudden the weather changed and there was this huge storm and it was me, Sandra, Kate, CT, MJ, and Alan and the camera crew. And then this random boat. Right. And then it was a female captain and the boat was just going like side to side, like so insanely crazy. I was scared. And Kate obviously did below deck. So I was like, Kate, is this normal? Like, I'm scared. And she was like, no, it's not normal at all. Just like deadpan. And I was like, okay, like, are we okay? She's like, I'm sure we're fine. But she was like, this captain sucks though. And like, she was just like talking shit to the captain. Also, we were trying to like get alcohol and the captain was so rude. She would like not give us anything. Sandra was throwing up because it was so rough. They had to like put the cameras down. It was like scary.
Were you on the lock? What were you on? What was that body of water? Wasn't it the lock?
Oh, I don't, I'm not
the
exactly
main lock
sure.
that goes through. Okay. See, that's the thing with that time of year in Scotland. Those storms just roll through out of nowhere.
It was, that's exactly how it was. It started just drizzling and then it was just like really, really bad, like
it's
crazy.
Like raining sideways.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Oh, and they told us that we had to like put our like life jackets on and everything. I was scared. I'm not going to lie. And I've been on a lot of boats, but this was not fun.
Poor Sandra.
I know, she was puking in a bucket.
That's the freaking worst. Oh my gosh. All right, I'm going through my questions, seeing what else.
I'll give you one.
Go
so
ahead.
So you mentioned the Peter Pals earlier.
Okay.
And you were like, it's weird. You're like, it's weird. I don't normally team up with all these men. How did that come about?
Well, because it was easy. The Bravo girls had such a tight alliance, and I wanted to not be the one who was furthest to the bottom on someone's important list, right? So I knew for a fact that there were four housewives, then MJ, and then Kate. So that's six people. People had left. So it was probably like around four or five at each point of Bravo people. I knew that I was going to be the lowest, right? And so with Peter Pals, I figured at least like I ended up, CT told me that I was like the least important person in that alliance too. But I just felt that I had a better chance with them. Maybe I could like swing someone to like, you know, put me above someone else in that alliance. So yeah, that's kind of how it happened. And so it was funny because Sandra kept calling that whole side the leftovers and that we were the Peter Pals or whatever, or the most faithful of the faithful. Mm-hmm. I disagree. I think that we were the leftovers. We had John, UK Parliament, random, a bachelor, a Love Island challenge person, and Bling Empire. Nobody was on the same network. We were the leftovers. They were like the cool alliance. So yeah, like they all knew each other. We didn't. So
that's right.
Yeah, I was like, they're gaslighting us.
And then Parvati was like nowhere, right? She was kind of just like,
yeah, she was. But you know what? I think that Parvati just felt so uncomfortable with her role as a trader because in her everyday life, she's like positivity, yoga, like calmness. And then as a trader, you have to kind of be a little bit messy and chaotic.
Yeah.
And so yeah, she was not cool with that, I guess.
I feel like she did a good job. I mean, she was calling Peter out. Like, she did the best job with the hand she was dealt, you know?
She totally did.
That's not easy.
Yeah, she was just so uncomfortable. I don't know why she didn't more come and with us and talk to us more about who she thought was a traitor.
Right. Because Peter was so on to her. I think she was so...
Yeah.
It was good for you that you were there because Peter and Bergie were so verbal that you were like the third most verbal. So they were like, they were totally getting rid of them before you. So they were shit.
Yeah, it was
for
pretty
you.
Amazing you never got murdered.
You had like a chat with nine lives, don't you think?
It's
you
true.
Really are.
I really don't know how, but I think like Phaedra said at the reunion, she had a soft spot for me. And I was like, Phaedra's the reason that I didn't get murdered, honestly.
She was your traitor angel.
She was my traitor angel, which I didn't think that I had one. But also with Peter, I was like mad at Peter a lot of times because I wanted to go to the end with Peter. Peter became like one of my close friends and we still are close friends after the show. But I was pissed because he was just like doing so much that I knew it was just going to bite him in the end. Yeah. And it did. And people were just like, had too many questions about him. But I was just like, damn it. If Peter and I could just go to the end together, it'd be awesome. But yeah, he just kind of, he did a lot. I kind of put him in the same boat, even though Christian was a traitor, Peter was a faithful, but he was a little bit like Christian, making decisions, like doing too much.
A little bit. And then he tried to become best friends with Parvati after they were at each other's throats for so long.
I know.
Then they, like, that looked shady. Like even watching it, knowing who the traitors and the faithfuls were looked shady.
Like the scene where you thought that they were almost going to kiss. And I was like, oh, like whenever I saw that, I was like, oh my.
I was like, wow, they've got chemistry. I was like, Kate and CT, something's going on there. Parvati and Peter, something's going on there.
So funny. I know. Obviously, like Parvati is in a very committed partnership with someone, but
that's right. But, so it can't be possible.
I know. But whenever I watched it, even knowing that, I was like, are they going to make out?
For good acting. Or they're good actors. That's
they're
okay.
Good actors. Yeah.
I loved at the final, though, the like you and CT, like that brother sister. It was really like a brother sister. Like friendship, you know what
well,
I mean?
Well, Andy Cohen thinks differently. He thinks that we were like in a rom-com and somewhere in his mind that we have hooked up. And I'm like,
oh God. he's just trying to stir the pot.
Yeah, he is. But it was like brother, sister. But, and when I saw CT's face, when I wrote his name down, I was so heartbroken that I had did that. And so I couldn't do it again.
And you explained that.
Yeah.
And you're like, I did it once. It was hard enough to do it once. I couldn't do it again. And you're like, sorry, MJ. So she, listen, it's a game. That's why a lot of these people are not built to play these types of shows because they cannot get over it.
It's so true. And, you know, I think that if CT and I had done it to each other, like one of us went home, we would have been like butthurt for like a day or two. And then we would have been like, fine.
But you get over it. Like Sari and I had a thing and I protected her and I didn't say it, but I knew she was a traitor and she was like my traitor angel and she didn't recruit me. And in the end she won. And like, I could have been pissed, but no, it's a game. I'm glad she won. She deserved it.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What is all this bad blood on your season with the three people at the end or the four? This is crazy.
Good question.
Yeah.
I want to know this.
I was gone and so they recruited the Bachelor guy.
Ari.
Mm-hmm. Ari, like what, rightfully quits because he's like, I don't even want to be a part of this. Basically, they need the money more than me. It's kind of how he steps down.
But it was like so edited. It didn't look like that to me. It looked...
They edited it weird, but what Ari said he did was basically like, this isn't going well. I know Sari's a traitor. Sari has them believing she's a faithful.
Yeah.
And they had some like alliance, like some serious alliance. The three of them.
Okay.
And Ari's like, I'm out of this. I want nothing to do with it. So he actually like kind of steps down and takes himself out of the game. But the way they edited it was not what they showed.
It looked like he was forced to me.
Right.
Okay.
It does. But it wasn't. I think he chose to do that.
Okay.
And then they all think they're faithfuls and go and that's it. They all won.
It's so awkward to watch.
So awkward. Quentin is still not over it and like will never speak to Sari again.
Wow.
Andy, I thought, was over it. And I love Andy. And Andy seems to be a very down-to-earth, realistic person.
I liked Andy too.
Yeah. But I think Andy's still mad too.
Aw, that's...
And then like...
It was hard.
I don't know.
Well, it was so strange because like, Sari, that's the only option she had. She was a traitor. Like, that's what she had to do.
She played the hand.
It's not like she was, it wasn't like she was a faithful and she had the option to cut, you know, to try to stab or something like that. It was like, no, this is the only thing she can do. So, I don't know.
That was her job.
Yeah.
Basically her job. And same with Phaedra. Like, but Phaedra in the end kind of started like, I'm exhausted. I can't do this anymore kind of thing. No. You started seeing her. Like, Sari was not. Sari was, like, a bloodhound. Like, she was going to go to the end. She didn't care.
Yeah. It's just, okay. So, I think that I a little
Does
bit
that
understand.
Answer
it? Yeah, I do. But, like, I feel like MJ feels the same way as, like, Andy and Quentin. Except I feel like Andy and Quentin were a lot closer to Sari than MJ and I were.
Yeah, you guys weren't even in an alliance the whole game.
No.
They were in an alliance the whole game.
MJ and I, like, barely talked. I would say she was the least close person to me, like, on the show.
Right.
And, like, Deontay and I were closer. Like, all these other people were closer. Like, I was closer to the housewives. Yeah. But I do understand. It's like, if you are not – you don't come from a gaming background, like your loyalty to someone is like a lot more important. That's terrible to say, but like in a game situation, like Steph, I guarantee you, you are like the best friend ever. And I feel the same way about myself. But in a game situation, we can separate.
In a game, if only one of us can win, we're going to take each other as far as we possibly can. Yeah. And then may the best man win, right? Because only one of us can.
Yeah.
You're not going to hand it to me. I'm not going to hand it to you. And then you're going to be proud of me, or I'm going to be proud of you. Why? Because we respect the game and we're good competitors.
I wouldn't want it to be handed anything. No. I wouldn't feel good about it.
So I think MJ maybe is embarrassed a little bit because she thought she had it in the bag, three faithfuls. And at the same time, she's just butthurt. And she's not really a gamer. She's more of a housewife type, which nothing against her. I thought she was fabulous at times on the show. She did great in some of the challenges too.
I think she should be on another show, not a game show, but like just a show about her.
But be prepared.
Hysterical.
You're probably not going to win, and you can't go crying when you lose.
Yeah. Oh man. So I wonder if Sari like tried, if she felt bad about it and tried to reach out, because honestly, I tried to talk to MJ several times after the show, because I was just like, what's going on? Like, what?
Yeah.
You blocked me on Instagram? Like, this is crazy. Like, I saw her at Press Week in New York. I tried to talk to her. She was just very just wall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's her problem. Like, that's her loss.
Yeah, she really didn't want
to
talk.
So to answer your question, though, Sari did try to reach out to both of them after. Her and Andy are cool. Mm-hmm. So she thinks. And then, like, her and Quentin just never... you know, I don't think really talked again. I mean, I think Quentin is a very like spiritual and nice guy. So I don't think he like hates on anybody, but I think he just chooses not to have anything to do with her in any way.
Part of, from the outside looking in, I think Quentin probably isn't thrilled about how he came off on that show because he was wrong on a lot of
everything.
Stuff. And I think he probably experienced a lot of people laughing at him and make
right.
Like it just, I got the sense that it doesn't seem like Traitor says something
he
wants
hysterical.
To still be like, attached to, like he wants to be known for things. He does political commentary.
Well, he's a political commentator and he has such conviction when he speaks, and he was wrong like every single time.
Yeah, I can see where that would be something, but I thought Quentin was hysterical on the show. I thought
he was
funny
well
and cute and like
adorable.
I thought I liked him a lot, and so I think he should be happy with how he looked because he was one of my favorites. He was a standout to me.
He did. He got a lot of airtime.
Yeah.
He was well spoken.
Yeah.
And I think he got a lot of, you know, opportunity afterwards, like endorsement wise. So he should be proud of himself.
Yeah, for sure. Oh,
yeah.
God. Andy killed me, though. I know I'm like talking about your season more than mine because like
well,
I watched
Trishelle, we got to ask you, what'd you think
twice.
Of Steph when you watched her?
I thought you were great. Okay. I was just so mad that you guys like left early. I just wanted to see all the gamers like in it like longer.
It was hard. So I kept saying to Sari, like, why did you not recruit me? And I was such a bad liar on Snake in the Grass. You got to watch Snake in the Grass to see. It's like you compete in these challenges and you're the snake and you have to throw the challenges. So, because if they win, they get a clue about the person. That's the snake. I was the snake. And Sari knew me personally. Like, she knew specifics about my life. So I was like, if they get one clue, I'm screwed. Because Sari's going to be like, that's Stephanie.
So she felt like she didn't want to.
Well, so she's like... So I was like throwing challenges and then they were like, we think you threw that challenge, just an example. And I'm like, why would I ever throw a challenge? Like I compete until I collapse. I would never, I'm not snake. Like it was a whole thing. And she's like, I didn't recruit you because you were such a bad liar on Snake in the Grass.
Okay. That's fair. Right.
Like, right. Fair. Right. But no, I mean, I mean, I went to episode 9 out of 10. So I almost went to the end, but
it's been amazing. I thought that you were going to go to the end for sure.
And then Rachel was very verbal. So they were just like, she's got to go.
Yeah.
But she went right before me. So she went kind of far. I mean, I had hoped Janelle had gone further on your season.
I was the most devastated, I think, when Janelle left. Like I was, cause she was my girl on the show. She's like the person that I was excited to see every day and like talk, you know, girl.
She's a good game person to talk to.
Game person,
yeah.
Yes. I just felt very comfortable, like sister vibes there. And I was just so bummed. But we always tell each other, we're like, we need to do another show together.
You totally
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I would love that.
Get on and then tell them Stephanie is really fabulous.
Yeah, like we could have the most solid girl alliance. It's so funny because
we really could.
My husband's always just like, these girl alliances always fall apart. Like it never works. And I'm like, I need to get in like, do
you know what?
Show with a girls alliance.
And then we can have all the haters talk about us and we can say who the hell cares.
Yeah, exactly. I like that idea.
How about Phaedra and Dan? Dude, that was like some fireworks.
Woo. Yeah, what's your take on that?
She's not going to be friends with him again.
Okay.
Or not that they were friends. Here's the thing. Phaedra, what I respect about her so much is that as a traitor, that was a role that you had to kind of like be scheming and everything. But she was going to be the most honest traitor she that she could be. And so she had, she took an oath and she stuck by it and she didn't throw anybody under the bus.
Didn't.
It would have been very easy for her to do that to save herself. And she never did. And so whenever Dan did that, she took it as a personal attack. Like, you are not a good person. And she did. Yeah. So she was very upset. And I will say, I did not know that Phaedra was a traitor until he outed her.
Yeah, he totally outed her. And it was
not on my notes. She was, even though I lied, I said she was, but it's only because I needed to strengthen my argument. But she was never on my notes.
Really? No. And Kate kind of threw her under the bus at the end, too. Sandra was on it. As soon as Kate was like, you're like more selfish than you are skilled, Sandra's like, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Actually, that's when I started to be a little bit suspicious about Kate.
That's why I asked, because I thought you were, because you kind of started saying, I think Kate, like they show you saying.
I was still surprised, though, whenever she said she was a traitor, just because I was like, damn, when did they recruit her? I was so confused. But
in the middle of the game, though, that's a whole nother wrench, too.
I don't know that I like that so much. It was hard. I like Kate and I was excited to see her. But it was very through in a wrench. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It was such a good season. It was so much better than ours. Everything you about
think?
It.
You
yeah.
Think?
I liked your guys way better than ours. I hate even saying that, but I did.
Wait.
I couldn't wait till the next episode would come out.
Are Fantastic. Y'all watching UK season 2?
I have to watch it. I heard it's amazing.
Jack?
I haven't watched it.
Is it so good? I'm going to write that down.
So good.
It's on Peacock.
So good.
All
right. It's on Peacock. I'm telling you, there is a traitor. You'll find out, obviously, first episode. His name's Harry. He's 22 years old. Wow. This guy blows my mind. He's so good.
All right. I got to watch because I just watched Australia Survivor. I don't know if you've ever watched Survivor, but it is way better than our Survivor.
Everybody says that Australia Survivor is the best. Wasn't Sandra on that too?
She went on and her daughter was on. Yeah, but like, I'm like, seriously, Australia Survivor, come on. It's filmed in Samoa. I've been to Samoa. My third season was there. I'm like, let me watch. It is so good. They're at tribal council. It'd be like at the round table and they're saying, you can't talk. And you're like, oh, hell, I can't. They're like, who are you voting for? Like literally while people are voting. No, don't.
I
think it's like, they don't even care what anybody thinks. And then they screw people over left and right. And everybody goes, well played. Like none of them get butt hurt. It's hysterical. You got to watch it. But I want to
do Australian
season.
Survivor. That's
well, I want to, make a counterpoint to that though. Don't you think it's good when you've got people who are super emotional and dramatic and reacting like their real feelings and stuff?
Yeah. But at the same time, like, you can't be a crybaby. Like, you're playing a game show. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Someone's getting voted out.
Like, I like the reactions in the moment, but, like, you still be thinking about
months
the
four
months
you know,
later
yeah.
at the reunion is like.
Mm. And we're here. We're all dressed up. We're here to, like, we made a great season. Mm-hmm. Like, let's celebrate it. I mean, there were people who couldn't stand each other in ours, but we all hung and had drinks after and, like, who wants that drama? Nobody wants that drama.
I will say I kind of do appreciate the commitment to anger and like that the Bravo women have.
That's
They're just
That's
made
true.
Differently. They are made differently. That's they're just like, we're going to be pissed at the reunion. We're going to be pissed before and after. And we will still not talk to you. And we
and
will
we'll
block
stay
you
that
on
way.
Social media. Yeah. Yeah.
And we will not waver. And I'm banning you on my Instagram.
Yeah.
That is freaking hysterical. All right, Trishelle, anything else? Because I know you don't have a ton of time and we don't want to hold you up.
No. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the cruise.
Yes.
Wait, let me ask one more thing for Trishelle.
Yes, sure.
I want to know, is there anything that you would tweak to the format for season 3?
Oh, that's a great question. I can't take credit for this because it was Peter's idea, but then I was like, that's a very good idea. Peter thinks that they should, for the next season, do something like maybe pick one traitor and then the other two would be like at random. Because what I found myself doing and other
people. This was Stephanie's idea.
Yeah, because
I said this right after mine.
Don't you sort of, because you're on television, you sort of self-produce it and you're like, as a producer, who would I pick to be? Yeah. And it's normally those people.
Yeah. And then you're like, you've got to have a girl, you've got to have a guy, you've got to have, you want everybody happy.
So yeah, what if it were three women?
Oh, God forbid, there were three women.
Yeah, like, but it, at random, you know, it could be. So like,
so I think I said they need to like pick out of a hat or something legit, like in front of people, in front of America and just.
Yeah, I think that would be a really good. And
we told them that.
Yeah, I do like how on our season, they didn't just give us the money toward the end. And so people on season three will recognize that and they'll be like, okay, like whenever MJ and the other girls decided to leave the cabin and they lost $4,000 for us, well, it would make it a lot more of a thing if we had known that that was actually going to happen. I was just like, it's fine. You guys don't want bucks, because I thought they were going to give us the money in the end. They never did.
They did on our season. I don't think. Jack, did they earn it all on our season? No, they like doubled it to make sure they got it, and they got
At the end, they gave them a chance to like fill the whole pot in that last challenge, which was kind of like, what was the point of all the other challenges?
I can't believe they didn't do that for you. But Kate was the same way. Like, she was throwing money away to piss people off on our season, and we're like, what are you doing?
That's messed up whenever you're at the end and you think about all that crap. And like, I thought, well, when I realized what the prize pot was, I was like, freaking MJ. She was the first one and got all the other girls, excuse me, to lose money as I'm in a tunnel getting bugs and crap all over
and
me
and getting terrible
for you guys. Like, how come I'm the one? That's another thing that people aren't understanding.
No.
That CT and I literally were carrying the last few challenges.
Well, that's what I would have said to MJ. I would have just said, like, number one, CT and I, out of the three of us, earned the most money. So the two of us deserve to split the money more than the three of us. Let's go challenge for challenge right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, people.
Yeah. But as far as like the changes they can make, I agree with y'all about the kind of random thing so that people aren't producing.
Yeah.
I think that, what else do you guys, I mean, what do you guys think? Cause I think like
the shield thing was cool. You guys had the opportunity to get a couple more shields. We only had like one each challenge.
Yeah. And you guys had, it was when Ari got it like four times in a row.
In a row.
It was crazy. I didn't like that. It was like too much. I like that you can earn a shield. It just puts like a better layer on competition. I would like is more opportunities in the missions for people to sabotage other people.
Yeah.
Like my least favorite mission beside the last one was one with you did the crossbow. However, that was a good one because that's when I was just like, Phaedra was sabotaging me so that I wouldn't get a shield.
Yeah.
And it was very telling. And that's when CT started to realize like, okay, like I can't defend her anymore because it's very obvious what's happening. So I think that there should be more missions that are geared toward that so that you can like pinpoint a traitor.
Yes. They have those types of things in the challenge at all? Because they have those in Survivor. Very telling challenges.
I think that the crossbow was the only one that you could really literally with everyone around see some you could choose right then and there. Like you have to make a decision on someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I thought was interesting is a friend of mine, Daniel Narcissian, listens to the show all the time. Give him credit for his idea. He's a huge challenge fan. And his point is like, because you guys won all of the money, he thinks that they should have a purge on the traders like they do on the challenge, where they'll do a challenge and like the person who finishes in last is out. They're done.
Oh, they're off the show?
Yeah. So then it's like you have to actually be able to contribute in the challenges.
Well, here's the problem with that is that on the challenge, everyone is like a physical specimen. And on the traders, the best people for reality television are probably the least athletic.
True.
We don't want to risk losing a Phaedra just because of a challenge.
Right.
Because she is good television. I want to see her. Look, what people are like, Trishelle's gunning so hard for Phaedra. Did I want her to be a traitor? No, I love her. She was the person I was the most excited to meet on the show and have around because she's awesome. But
fabulous.
The fact is, she was a traitor, and my job, I took it very seriously because I'm apparently the biggest nerd ever, but I wanted to win, and that's what I did.
Hey, it worked out.
Yeah.
Well, I know we got to wrap things up here. So Trishel's got some big, big, exciting news. It pertains to stuff with Stephanie, too. I give you the floor, Trishel. What's the big news?
Okay, so we are going to be doing something called the Cruise of Deception, and it is a murder mystery type cruise. There's going to be some traitor-esque things on it. And there, it's going to be, okay, Stephanie, you help me with this because you're so good at this.
I'm not, but it's going to be like being on a TV show with Trishel and I, except
no cameras, no cameras.
And you can literally play the game of traitors and like a murder mystery cruise on the cruise ship. Royal Caribbean has signed off on this. It's called, it's the cruiseofdeception.com you go to sign up, get all the details, but we're going to be on Oasis of the Seas, which is the fourth largest ship in the world next April. It's a week long cruise, on the Caribbean. And you can win up to $50,000, but you have to go on cruiseofdeception.com and you have to pick your team leader. And we recently just brought on Trishel as one of the team leaders. And we are so excited. And I'm so excited because I haven't met you like face to face yet.
I think it'll be so fun to like,
and it's going
to
be so much fun.
All of us to like hang out with each other and see just like everyone together. That's the thing about this cruise as well. No matter which team you book, you're going to be hanging out with everyone.
Yes.
So, it'll be like very interesting. And, we will actually just be like the Allens of our team. We're not going to be playing in the team. You guys have, you know, the opportunity to win $50,000 on the cruise and we're not going to be taking it away. Don't worry.
No. So Trishel could be your Allen of your team. And there's going to be traitors and faithfuls picked on that team. And every day you guys will compete in challenges and there will be a round table every day where people will be eliminated and there will be murders every night. And each day the teams will dwindle down. There's going to be seven teams and it's going to be Trishel, Peter, Bergie, Sandra, Janelle, myself, Rachel. I don't know who I'm forgetting, but there's seven of us. And then there's others from season one also going to come and be on our teams and compete with you. And then day six, we have all the winners from each team and they all compete again to win the final pot on day seven.
So I'm so excited to see who's going to be playing. And it'll be interesting to see other people's takes on the game, right? So it'll be like watching another season of The Traitors, basically. So it's going to be exciting.
So if you're a fan of The Traitors, but you can't really like go on the show and film The Traitors, this is your chance to play the game of Traitors, but also be on a cruise.
Exactly. And like hang out. The cruise is awesome, y'all. I went on it last year. It is freaking phenomenal. Obviously, I'm so excited. it wasn't the Cruise of Deception, but I just did the same exact places that we go and everything like that. Same ship, everything. It was so awesome.
I'm so excited. Do we have to like book our plans to eat and shows and all that ahead of time?
We're going to have to do that. So I think that there was something that you have to book. Yeah. You get to book your activities ahead of time, but we need to see like what activities they have for us first. So,
okay. But we have time because this is like over a year away.
Yeah. It's in April, guys, April 27th,
2025.
So right now, if you just want to join the cruise, you can just put $200 down. And then if you secure your cabin and then you have until I believe January of 2025 to pay it off.
That's right. And thank you, Jack. It's right there on the screen, cruiseofdeception.com. Even if you just want to put an inquiry in and just get the details, you can do that. Get, you know, I think there's only like 220 staterooms left. There were like 1,600. Wow. We have like 220 left.
Wow.
Split up through seven teams.
Yeah. So it's going to sell out, guys. So definitely go ahead and put your down payment.
So we would love to meet you guys and we would love to hang out with you guys and play a little Traitors with you guys.
Right.
So sign up.
Yeah.
All right, Trishel. Well, my one last question is, if you could do any other reality show, like right now, which one would you want to do?
Okay. I think that's Big Brother would be really fun. Wow. I had always said like, oh, I don't know if I could do Survivor, but honestly, I'm watching the season right now. And I was like, I would literally roll over every single person here. And I know that it's easy for me to say this because I'm on the couch watching. However, they're all too nice. Like, am I a villain? Am I
a problem? You have to watch Australia. It is so good. That's the problem with Americans. Everybody's afraid to hurt everybody's feelings. And I'm afraid to hurt people's feelings. Like, I was the peacekeeper in my family. There were five of us. I get it. I don't like confrontation. But when you're playing a show it's a different game. I mean, you form good alliances. You don't try to piss everybody off.
Right.
But in the end, you're playing a game.
Yeah. So I don't know.
You would be good. You would be so good.
Kind of all the, anything with strategy, I love.
Yes.
Light missions, not like the challenge. Like, I consider the missions in Survivor light because the challenge, it's
challenge
like,
is brutal.
How do we maybe kill these people?
See, I've always been told I should go on the challenge, and I need to go back and watch your seasons because I only watched a couple, like, more recent with bananas.
I think that you would do okay. But the thing about it is that these people are all
I think I'd get injured.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. They're young and they bounce back a little quicker. And also they have like basically nothing to lose. That's the thing.
Like, I might have been okay when I was in my 20s, but like I'm 44 now with three kids.
They have nothing to lose. We have a little bit more to lose. Yeah.
And you have a lot more to lose when you're older.
Exactly.
You know?
Like legs and limbs and all those things.
Right. Blow a knee out. We're not going to recover as easily.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I'm going to watch the UK season two. Actually.
Yeah. And I'm going to go watch Survivor Australia. I'm so excited about this.
It's really good.
And we're all going to watch Deal or No Deal Island.
And Deal or No Deal Island is great. The host is fantastic. Rob, I love. Who's the girl that you knew? What's her name again?
Claudia.
Love her. She's fabulous on the show too.
Yeah.
But it's a really good show.
Awesome.
So you got to watch that too. I think they just renewed it for season two, didn't they?
Did they really?
Yeah, they did.
I'll do season two, guys.
There you go.
I'll do it too.
There you go.
Pre-game alliance. Okay, Trishelle, you want to throw out your social media handles so people can follow you?
Yes, it's like right on the screen at Trishelle C on Instagram and on Twitter X. And let's see. Yeah, I think that's it. I don't know. I keep like saying that I'm going to get on TikTok, but like, what do I do? Dances and like voiceovers with other people's content? Like, sounds weird. I don't know.
I'm not on it. I don't know.
I'm like
old school. I was on Facebook many, many years ago. Then I deleted it because I kind of went off the grid and just like wanted to have a private life with my husband and kids. And now I'm back on and I have like this much following and I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I just feel like I come, like, I think all of us like come from a place in reality TV where you actually had to have like a personality to be on the show. And now the people on TikTok are just stealing other people's content and just sitting there doing a voiceover. Like, it's like a Friends episode, like they're doing something like that. And I'm like, okay, first off, you probably never even watched the show. Secondly, you're using someone else's funny moment and just repeating it. It's stupid.
No, I'm not on TikTok. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Trishelle. This was wonderful.
Thank you. Yes. You guys are awesome. I'm so excited to meet you in person.
All right, y'all. That concludes our conversation today with the great Trishelle Cannatella. And of course, Stephanie LaGrossa joining us all season for the Traders Recaps, Traders Interviews, Traders Podcast. We had so much fun over these past couple months of you guys joining us each week. So thank you for making the Jack Vita Show a part of your rotation as it relates to traders coverage. As I mentioned in our finale show a few weeks ago, we will have more of these. There will be a lot more reality TV content on this channel moving forward. So please subscribe. Right now, we're going to be doing Deal or No Deal Island. There'll be other shows that we will be covering as well. And we'll potentially have some traders interviews. We'll see. If there's anyone that you guys want us to be able to interview, message them on Instagram, comment, tell them to go on the Jack Vita Show, and we'll try to make that happen. Or comment here and let us know who you'd like to hear from, and I'll reach out to them. As I mentioned, Steph and I won't be doing these every single week together, but Steph will certainly be back on this show again, and we look forward to Traders Season 3 and providing you coverage all the way through there. You guys can follow me on social media at Jack Vita Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can follow Stephanie at Steph_LaGrossa_Kendrick on Instagram. You can subscribe to this show on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. And until our next episode, I'm Jack Vita. Bring in the dancing lobsters.